oh no.
It was so fucking
funny. Oh, hi. What? This is the perfect start because that's how all of our conversations go.
Yeah.
So, hi. Welcome.
I'm Alfredo.
I'm
Gwen.
That's not what I sound like.
I need to get better at doing your voice if I'm gonna, like,
pretend to be
you on the phone. Like, we need to get that down. Her sister just called, and I pretended that her sister just called. Drizzle it over. It'll cover it better. Do you want me to help you?
No, I think...
Her sister called, and I was like,
hi.
I was trying to pretend to be her. I didn't even do a voice.
She said, hi, Alfredo.
No, she was like, this isn't Gwen.
Oh.
That's all that happened.
We're eating today.
No, eating here tonight. Oh, eating here tonight. No, eating here tonight. We're on a diet. Remember from Nemo?
No.
Oh.
I never watched that.
You've never seen Nemo?
Oh,
shut up. That was like my movie.
Today we have pizza. It's kind of a mukbang.
Yeah. Tell them what you have, Gwen.
Buffalo chicken.
With blue cheese and ranch. Just needed to specify because that was really important.
The guy was kind of rude.
Yeah. She got a buffalo chicken and then a plain. And then I got chicken pecan ranch and lemon chicken.
Yeah, that's like weird. That's some weird.
Is it? It is, right?
I've never.
These are like.
Why do they put the ranch on before they put it in?
I know. I mean, in a way, it's better because in the ranch, kind of like. You know, I don't know.
It's crispy.
The ranch gets crispy, yeah. Bless you.
What the fuck is that? Oh.
That's just a piece of oven.
I thought it was a cockroach.
I'm crying. Their oven was, like...
disgusting.
Yeah. Their oven was, like, busted. I don't think he charged me for my soda. I just realized.
How much was
it? $10.
Mine was $30.
Which is cheap as fuck. At Pienza, this would have been, like, $15 easy.
And six for $3.
That's insane. That's doubled.
We have three for $2.
Three for three.
It's $3?
Yeah.
They upped the price?
Yeah.
Bro.
$1 for a little piece of bread that costs like... That dough probably costs like five fucking cents.
You didn't try one yet.
Oh, I didn't. Which one should I have? You pick the one. I don't want that one. I want the one that's, like, less cooked. Guys, it's the same amount of cooked. Oh, not really. I like the doughy ones.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay. Ours are better.
I was about to say, ours are better. It's kind of, like, dense. It tastes like honey.
It's honey.
A customer called me Honey Bunny today.
No, they didn't know. Who?
I don't... Oh, my God. It was someone that comes in...
It was the lady that gets a boiling soda every day?
No. Ew. I hate
she's
her.
She's so rude
she's
sometimes.
So rude. She's only nice to me because I'm a fucking doormat.
She was rude as hell to me the other day, and usually she loves me.
Really?
Or sometimes she likes me. Like, I can never tell with her.
There's this one lady... She's not rude, but she's just very, like... bland in the way that she talks to people.
The sauce is sweet. Whoa.
No. But she's nice to me, though. When she sees me, she goes, hi, my friend.
I was that one girl. Alex hates her.
Who?
Because she calls in the morning. And
oh, Kiki?
Like, I love her.
I don't like her either. You know what she did on Christmas Eve?
What?
She ordered... fettuccine Alfredo with fried chicken. Most fucking annoying thing to make. On Christmas Eve at that. It's
why
like,
is that annoying to make?
Well, because it like has to cook. Well, pasta isn't more annoying than most of the stuff anyway. But, whatever. So she orders that. And then she comes back and she's like, yeah, it's like not even cooked. First of all, like the whole thing is there. She didn't eat like any of it.
Okay.
She's like, first of all, it's like not even cooked. It was cooked. It was literally pasta. Like if it wasn't cooked, it would have been... You know? And she was like, and then I took a bite and I have to use the bathroom. So I don't know what's going on with this, but I don't want it.
What the fuck?
So then she went and got a refund from Alex. I'm like, okay, girl, like, throwing a fit over some cooked pasta on Christmas Eve is crazy. I don't want to be here either.
I don't know. She likes me, I think.
I think she likes me too now.
Maybe she's lactose intolerant.
Maybe she's a stupid hoe.
Sorry if you're listening. She probably won't be.
No. Oh my god. I literally said her name. Mm-hmm. We'll edit this out. It's okay. We'll edit it.
No. I don't know how to edit. I'm not doing shit.
Oh, yeah, we're coming to you raw and unedited. We're being we're really being vulnerable here.
Yeah, so we've been trying to decide, like, a name for our podcast. We're in between Okay Girl, because Alfredo says that all the time.
Yeah.
Or Welcome to Chili's.
Because.
Because we love Chili's.
Because we love Chili's, and because, like, there's an inside joke surrounding Chili's. So.
Yeah.
Can I have a napkin?
I wish I could. Oh, sure. I think I used. I just used that one.
I used it too.
I actually have to tell you something.
Yeah.
Off podcast, though.
Yeah.
When we're done. Yeah. About one. Well, I can tell you actually. So, okay. The first time me and Alfredo went to the Chili's, there was the shortest.
Oh my god! Wait, do you know him? Wait! Oh my god! Wait! Oh my god! Wait! Oh my god! Wait! What's going on? What's going on with that?
Nothing. Well, he's straight.
Okay.
But I think he came into my old place of an employment, and I saw him, and I knew
it. Bless you.
I knew immediately it was him because I could see the top of his head.
I'm crying. Because you could see the top of his head. He was so short.
He was so short. But he was shorter than both of us. Such a short king. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he has to know he's really short.
Yeah. It's okay, you got a living vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. Dude, I remember after my dog died, one of the things that would, like, break my heart the most is, like, after I ate, to see, like, crumbs on the floor. Because he would literally wait under me when I ate, and, like...
That's how I pee.
That's how you pee?
That's how I pee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm chewing so disgusting right now.
What?
I'm chewing so disgusting.
No, you're not. Disgusting how? I can't even hear anything.
About I don't really like this pizza.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Is it the buffalo sauce?
What?
Is it the buffalo sauce?
No. It's like... Where did we get this from?
You should like that pizza if anyone... You're buffalo.
I don't like blue cheese.
I feel like they should make it clear that it's blue cheese on top of the pizza, because ranch is like the standard. You know what I mean?
I'll figure this.
Really?
No. I'm from Buffalo.
You're right. You would know. No, I feel like for like a Buffalo...
Slice?
For like a Buffalo pizza, ranch is the standard. For like Buffalo wings, sure. Blue cheese is it. Yeah.
I get that. I'm pretty much done with both of my pizzas and Alfredo hasn't even looked at
I'm kind of not hungry right now. I don't know why.
I
hate me too.
We just both had a piece of candy.
Oh, well, I had two pieces. Oh. She got like half a piece.
Not even, I took a bite.
Yeah. I keep looking at my phone, I don't know why. Do you want to swipe on Bumble?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I never answered that guy.
Okay.
That hot guy. Yeah, this one. Oh, what is that? Okay. This one. What do I say to him? He said, "You made me laugh. You get 10 points. Girl, okay. Like, I'm gonna be making you laugh a lot. So
say, I'll double your point. Can I double my points by...
I don't want to ask if I could double anything. He needs to want to double his points. He doesn't have any points. Like, what? Why
say do
I
that, only get 10 points? Okay, now you need points. Or something.
Yeah, how are you going to get points? No, I'm going to be like, only 10. He's kind of ugly here.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to him.
Nah, I kind of want him. Look at his, like, arms.
Mm-hmm.
They look biteable. So I'm going out with Riley next week.
Riley, if you're listening to this.
He kind of made a joke about murdering me. I'm not going to be alone with him. Don't worry. I don't trust him like that.
How are you not going to be alone with him?
We're just going to hang out.
Have you hung out with him before? I don't remember.
No. No, I've never hung out with him. We've been talking online for months. Almost a year, I think.
Alfredo bit me in the pizzeria today.
Yeah. Wait, where's the what spot on you? Where's the pizzeria on the human body? I get it.
You're really funny, so.
Thank you. What?
Como te dice?
Como te dice? I want to say something to him because I want to marry him. I don't know.
Being funny?
Yeah. Funny or cute. Wait, he literally wants me.
I know.
And he's bisexual? Shut the fuck up. That's so my type. All my exes have been bi. The best way to ask me out is by being direct. I'm all about open communication.
Everybody thinks I'm gay.
I want someone... Yeah, I low-key thought you were when I first met you.
Yeah, I might...
It was the bandana, the piercings, the tattoos, and the bracelets.
Like, my cousin said something to me the other day, and she was like, or girls, I don't know what you're into.
No, because my aunt, one time, so she... Okay, growing up, she always used to ask me, like, do you have a girlfriend? Is there any girl you like? And then, one day, when I was like... Bless you. When I was like 13-ish, it was like when I started figuring it out myself, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, so is there anyone special? Do you have a significant other? And then I was like, I was like, girl, you know. I barely know, but you know. She's the only extended family member who knows, actually. No, that's not true. Not anymore. But she was the first one I ever told, yeah.
And
I was only like 16. She was cool with it. She was totally cool with it. Actually, when I was, like, 16, I accidentally got drunk on Thanksgiving, like, around my family. And that's when I told you, like, I wanted to...
You wanted to what?
I wanted to throw up, because she was, like, I was, like, she, like, brought me to the bathroom, and she, like, put me over the toilet, and she was, like, if you have to throw up, it's okay, and she, like, patted my back, and I, like, tried to throw up so I wouldn't disappoint her, and I didn't throw up.
So you still disappointed her?
Yeah.
And you're gay?
Yeah. And later on, I was, like, crying because my parents are homophobic. And she was like, I know, I'm sorry. No, yeah.
That's so sad. You should reach out to her more.
I should. I thought I was going to, like, move in with her when I turned 18. She moved to Florida, though. Oh, my God. I have to go to Florida.
Yeah, we all
for
have
so
to go
many
to Florida
reasons. Yeah.
For Meg. Shout out, Meg.
Shout out, Shag. Shout out, Meg.
Shout out, Meg.
Shout out, Meg.
You know what? You know it's the stallion.
Oh, I know it ain't the stallion. You know it's your girl.
That should be our intro. You know it ain't.
You know
it ain't.
I know it ain't.
The afraid.
The
and Gwen podcast.
Go ahead.
You know it ain't
yo girl. I was thinking we could like combine our last names. Rodrigo.
Rodrigo?
Rodriguez.
No,
Rodrigo. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Rodrigo Donna. Rodrigo. No, she has the same last name as you.
Mm-hmm. What, she not? She ain't getting her. She ain't got no daddy. I'm her daddy.
Who your daddy?
She fucking that shit up right now.
Damn, she fucking that shit up.
Alright, guys, so let us know.
Drink?
Yeah. Guys, let us know if we should go out tonight. Like, let's sit down really quick. Actually, let's, like, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on, chat.
Hold on, chat. Chat, hold on. Gwen, chat's holding on.
Shit fucking hurts, bro. we're gonna go over there. were the pros and cons of...
One a day creamer, me.
My grocery list. I have like a whiteboard and it says I need like what I need, and I wrote one a day, like the vitamins and then creamer underneath.
And
that's the joke.
Yeah, so I said one a day creamer, me. Oh my god, is that a permanent marker? Oh
no, girl.
Okay, girl.
Okay, kid.
Okay, girl.
Okay. So, pros and cons. So, we always go out to the same spot, and we're not going to add it out because we don't want all of our fans to...
to be disappointed.
No, to, like, bombard us there.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want paparazzi.
Dude, literally, last time I went, oh my god, this, like, 6-foot-tall dreadhead just grabbed me and started making out with me. I'm like, girl, get the fuck off. Like, what is this?
Literally, that's, like, you... pray when you walk in there that that happens.
No, I pray that it doesn't happen because it happens too often. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I just want to be left alone, but everybody wants to kiss me.
You remember the girl? One of the last times we went there.
Oh my god, that girl, the bartender, right? I noticed I still follow her on Instagram.
No, me too, but no, I'm not talking about that girl. The girl that, it was her birthday. Remember, I was supposed to meet someone there. Oh my god, we've met so many people at this bar.
Well, you have. I've... been stood up.
Oh my god, remember when we went to and he stood you up and we literally just sat there and like, made out.
Yeah,
we sat there, made out, and then left. We had one drink. We were like, all right, this isn't for us.
No, that bar was so boring.
It was. I think it's for a younger crowd. We're kind of older.
No, I think it's for like, what do you mean? You're literally 21.
You're literally 20, about to be 23.
Shut up. No, that sounds so old.
Okay, so pros and cons of going out tonight.
Yeah.
Here's our... We'll put the cons right... Okay, we'll put the cons... We'll do the cons first.
Yeah.
Money.
I can't think of an... Oh, yeah.
Money...
Alfredo
doesn't have clothes. We just have to go to his house.
Yeah. I don't have clothes. Alfredo naked. She wrote Alfredo naked in case you didn't hear that.
We'd wow, have
I
way
like,
too
don't
much
want this right now.
We'd have way too much fun.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so every time we go to the bar...
Oh my god, I love those margaritas from the hop shop.
Oh my god, you just outed our spot.
Oh! The pop drop lock, pop it, lock it, poke it, dot it, punch it five, from the side, move side to side, jump to the left, stick it, glide, zigzag across the floor, shuffle and diagonal.
And I'd have to do my lashes.
130, 180 twist, and then a zigzag. Girl, I'm going out in a hoodie. You don't have to do your lashes.
Okay.
In a hoodie and pajama pants.
All right, let's go over pros now because we can't. Wait, okay, think of any more cons.
Pros, con, Edison. Con.
Like, why shouldn't we go out?
Why shouldn't we go out? She distracted me. I don't know. Oh, I just took the edible.
The last time I was...
I just took, like, 100 milligrams of edible. About to green out. No, I'm not going to green out, but... About to be blasted.
Okay, that's a fair thing.
Yeah.
I'm not about to be blasted, so that's...
Yeah.
Fine. We could... Okay, so let's go over pros now.
Yeah, pros. We'll have fun. I will chug a margarita.
Laugh. We always laugh.
There. We're laughing here, too. I mean...
We laugh.
Those things kind of look like goblins.
Right?
Like, if you... Those in the corner... The two leaves are the eyes, the thing under it is the mouth, and the thing in between is the nose, you see?
Yeah.
It's like, and then I guess it has like a head crest.
Yeah. We could ask Maddie if she wants to go out with us.
Maddie. Oh, she turned 21. Oh, she, yeah.
We'll put her on the pros list for now. Except I always do something regrettable when I'm drunk.
Yeah, especially if you have tequila.
Yeah, and it's crazy. The tequila, me and the tequila.
Dude, why do you always get tequila?
Dude, I only ever talk about how much I hate tequila.
And then you always get it.
The minute we walk into the bar, I'm like, where's the tequila? I fucking hate taking tequila shots. Do you remember when
I hate tequila shots too, but I mean,
it just does something to me. Yeah. Like, it tickles my brain. One of the last times we went there, we literally, like, told the bartender, we're like, hey, if we ask you for a tequila shot, don't give it to us.
and then we ordered a tequila shot. And we got margaritas, which is tequila. Yeah.
And I love their beer. Let's write down the beer.
Their beer is good.
Can I write this word? I'm not going to say it. Can I just write it?
Beer for queer. You can say queer. That's not, is that a bad word?
I don't know. My mom always.
I know. I'm looking for at the phone for like an answer.
Chat. Can I say the Q word?
I was like, I think we can say queer. Is that?
are we about to get canceled? We'll see. And okay, I also do have a really cute outfit I could put on.
You do? Well, I don't. I have a Winnie the Pooh T-shirt and pants that are very obviously pajama pants.
Okay, so we have our pros and cons list. We'll read them off to you. Pros. Fun.
Margaritas.
Laugh. Maddie.
I thought they said moody.
Beer for queer.
No, it should be beers for queers.
An outfit. Cons.
I'm crying.
Costs money. Regrets.
No, you should spell it regrets.
That's, yeah. So.
Cost money, Fredo naked. LASIK?
Lashes.
Oh.
Fredo naked.
Lashes. About to be, oh yeah, I'm going to be blasted. High as fuck.
In regards.
Damn, I'm the problem, huh?
Yeah, damn. Bam, bam, bam. So.
What do you want to do?
What should we do? All right, we just talked to our secretary. Looks like
rules.
Drum roll, please. Wait.
I'm using. I tried using a napkin as the gavel. It didn't make a sound. Let me not break it. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, what?
You say it.
Beers for queers.
We're going out.
Yeah. I can go in this. Right? I feel like I went in this one time. I kind of just want to change my pants because I was wearing them at work. Would it be bad to wear pajama pants? It would be bad to wear pajama pants, right? It would also kind of just give, like, I don't give a fuck. I farted. Oh. That she wrote it. No, I didn't fart. She wrote it, and that's why I said it.
Wait, read this.
I like. Shut up. She wrote minors. As in, like, coal miners.
My last name is Cole.
Perfect. It's literally meant to be.
Literally. All right, guys. Well.
So this will be. Oh my god. This will be what I eat before I drink. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and start getting ready.
All right, guys. Like, we're gonna go ahead. Make we're some gonna phone calls. It's gonna hit me like at the bar.
Yeah. For sure. So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We're making a podcast now. So. All right. Bye.